We saw Andy and Kelly today. They were doing good. They said tell everybody hello, so we're saying hello from them. Anybody got a word of testimony they want to share? Becky's got a testimony that she wants to share. I done put her on the spot.
Use the microphone.
Praise the Lord, I was telling you, he asked me about that service or the message. I gave him out of it. I said, yes, I did. I was so excited. I almost jumped up like a child and said, rock on, David, go. And anyway, well, he was reading about that blind Bartimaeus. When he heard, you know, we can sit in church sometimes and we can hear. And sometimes it can go one ear out of the other. Or sometimes we have so many things on our mind, we're hearing, but we're not hearing. Mm-hmm. So as I was sitting there listening, I got so excited. The Spirit of the Lord dropped in my spirit. Not only did he hear, I believe without a shadow of a doubt that blind Bartimaeus knew, he knew who Jesus was. And I think sometimes the Lord just let us know. He knows who he is. He knows what he can do for us. Hallelujah. I give him praise and I thank him because that was for the... I had to call my sister up today. See how she was doing. I told her what good service it was. Hallelujah. And I'm still believing. I'm still excited. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
I
like
said you could. If you want to preach, I will sit down and let you preach.
Oh, praise the Lord.
You know why? Because I'm surrounded by preachers.
That's right. Amen.
I am. I'm surrounded by preachers.
But the Lord. It's because you're teaching us. It's the teacher. He's the teacher teaching us. Amen.
Thank you, Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Phenomenal things can be done when we just follow him. Don't y'all get me crying tonight. Because it sure wouldn't take much. Because he is so good.
Yes, he is. Amen. So hallelujah. Praise God. Go on, brother.
Hallelujah. Turn in your Bibles to the 10th chapter of the book of Mark. So many times we do read over things in the Word, but the Holy Ghost will quicken things to us.
Amen. I believe that. Amen.
And when I read this account again today, just this morning, that word heard dropped in my spirit.
Yeah.
Heard. Let's see if we can catch it.
Amen.
Let's see if we can catch it. Because it's a phenomenal message is in here. And this is one of the things that I was talking about because Brenda was saying that she told me this morning, she said, those two verses of Scripture, she says, I'm still on those two verses of Scripture. And I said, sometimes you'll be, the Lord will have you on verses of Scripture. Could be one, could be two or a few. It doesn't matter. You stay there as long as he's showing you. Because there's things, and one of the things that brings out him showing you is a desire for you to see something.
Yes.
If there is no desire, you'll bump right on over it and keep right on going. But when there's a desire, see, this is one of the keys to receiving anything from God, is to have a desire. Because if there's no desire, the desire is already met. He don't have to do absolutely nothing for you when there is no desire. Because there's nothing that's no creative juices that wants to receive more from him. I'm just satisfied and what'll happen, I'll stay stuck right where I'm at. I refuse to be stuck.
Yes, amen.
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 Amen. There's such a hunger. And he sees and knows when they're hungry.
Yes,
now let's see if we can catch some things again tonight.
Yes, amen.
I believe that there's more that the Holy Ghost can do.
Yes,
amen.
Thank the Holy Ghost is
here. I feel the Spirit.
He's the great teacher.
Yes, amen.
See, he's the great teacher. See, he tells us in the book of John, in the epistles, he says that we have no need for a man to teach you. The unction, the anointing, teaches you. One of the things that goes along with that, there's an inward knowing of right and wrong. And people, a lot of times, they're so used to walking in the flesh that they bump right on over those leadings of the Spirit. And you can do that long enough until you get numb to it. It's almost like making a callus. And when you don't have a callus and you put pressure, especially on something like we was talking the other night about a guitar. If you're not used to playing a guitar and you start pushing on those strings will start cutting your fingers. But as you start doing it and exercising it more and more and more, you'll start developing calluses. And they will become firmer and harder on the tips of your fingers. And you'll be able to hold pressure on it where you couldn't do it before. Well, in the reverse of what happens, as we take, and the Holy Spirit is speaking to us, and we become not sensitive to listening to him, we become calloused. And then he'll still be speaking, but we sure won't be listening. He'll always be speaking, and we won't be listening. Not because we've just developed the habit of being, sometimes you could call it hard-headed, and sometimes you could call it hard-hearted. And that is no picture for the church. We need to be tender before him. Talking about Jesus, he was like a tender plant. He was like a tender plant out of dry ground. No form or comeliness that we should desire him. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we're healed.
Yes, amen.
There's some things that's just the will of God. And we need to know what his word says so we know what his will is. What's that got to do with this particular scripture? May have more to do with it than we think.
Yes, amen.
Are you in Mark 10?
Amen.
Verse number 46, starting. And they came to Jericho, and as they went out of Jericho with his disciples, a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth. Becky, that's when I got it right, when I was there, when I read that.
Yes.
And when he heard, and it was an emphasis this morning, and when he heard, I said, let me say it again. And when he heard,
yes, amen.
And when he heard,
yes.
And when he heard, and when he heard, and when he heard.
Amen.
See, there's a connection here. Let me read through this and then I'll back up to it. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, What wilt thou that I should do unto thee? And the blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. Jesus said unto him, Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. I just saw some more.
Yes. Yes.
What did you see, Brenda?
In verse 46, when he cried out to Jesus, he already had faith, so he knew who Jesus was.
Yep. Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Pray with me. Believe with me. Father, I ask that you would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation and knowledge of you. The eyes of our understanding being enlightened, that we would know what's the hope of your calling and what's the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints and what's the exceeding greatness of your power to us who believe, according to the working of your mighty power, which you wrought in Christ when you raised him from the dead and set him at your own right hand in heavenly places. And I ask that you grant us, according to the riches of your glory, to be strengthened with might by your spirit in our inner man, that Christ may dwell in our hearts by faith, that we, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what's the breadth, the length, the depth, and the height, and to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, so that we'd be filled with all the fullness of God. Holy Spirit, I ask you for divine utterance tonight. I ask that you would help me to communicate the heart of the Father to us, your people. And I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, let's set a stage just a moment to help us understand this setting a little bit more. It sounds to me that the way that this would be kind of laid out, let's call this the road into Jericho and the road out of Jericho. Jesus has been into Jericho, and now he's leaving Jericho. And it sounds like there would be an area on the side of the road, not far away, because they were people that were there in desperate situations. And what they were allowed to do this to be able to beg for money, because this is where alms comes in. Alms was a charity gift given to somebody. It's sort of like what you imagine that if they had a cup or box or something like that, and somebody would come and they would put a few coins in that box or in that cup to help sustain that person. It was the kindness of people as they walked along this way. They would see these people that were in need, and a heart of compassion would reach out and just drop a coin or whatever in their cup so that they could eat, so that they could help sustain themselves. Now, I'm sure that there was people that were there that were blind, lame. I don't know just what all the conditions were, but there were people that couldn't take care of themselves very well. Jesus is with his disciples, and there was another group of people that were traveling along with him. Whether they were followers of Jesus, we don't know that in the scripture, or if they were just people that were curious and wanted to be around a man of God like that. Because a lot of times people will come when they hear of somebody that is being used mightily of God, and they'll want to get close to him. They will hope that they will get something from him. There's a natural curiosity a lot of times that's stirred up. So Jesus is walking past this group of people, and he's on his way because he's going somewhere. And that's one thing that we need to remember about God. He is always moving, and he's always going somewhere. And we need to get on the page with him instead of trying to get him on the page with us. So Bartimaeus is over here in his designated area. He can't see Jesus. He don't know what Jesus looks like. He wouldn't know Jesus from Adam from a natural standpoint. But evidently, he had heard of Jesus. Because when somebody said that was Jesus on the way, he starts crying out immediately. See, there's a connection there. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now, a lot of times people don't make this connection because they're not studious enough of the word of God to even see things like this, but this is part of what you've been meditating on. Jesus is the living word of God. The Bible is the written word of God. You can read in this, but this will always point to the living word of God. The written word of God will always point to the living word of God. Because in him is life. He's always been the person of the word. He has traveled up and down through time. Up and down through time. From the beginning, the living word of God. Without him was not anything made that was made. He's been involved in it all. And he's still involved with all the creative miracles and all the signs and wonders and all of the different manifestations of the power of God. And it feels good in my hands right now.
Glory. Hallelujah.
It does. Hallelujah.
Yes.
It's like I'm sticking my hands in. Yes. It's static electricity.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Yes, thank God.
I told Sandy this morning, I want to tell us now. See, praise is more than we think that it is. In praise, you want to do something for just to check something. I want us to get us acclimated this way. Take your hands and stick up like this right here. You can hold them rigid. Just hold them like that right there. Now imagine this. Anybody ever seen an electrical socket or an electrical plug? The older ones had two prongs that would stick up. The newer ones have three. There's a flow of God that is always moving. God is always present everywhere. And if you can imagine yourself, I've got the plug. I am the plug.
Amen. Glory.
He's the power.
Jesus.
The plug ain't worth 5 cents without the power.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
But the power is always present.
Yes.
Always present. Say that with me. The power of God is always present.
Yes. Amen.
And as the power of God is always present,
hallelujah,
there's something that taps into.
Yes.
Work with me. Taps into. Plugs into.
Yes, amen.
And when you plug into the power of God, there's something that takes place.
Yes, hallelujah.
There's something that takes place.
Yes, amen.
See, Bartimaeus, you put your hands down. But you remember that because there may be a time you need to You need to plug it. I've been in services that it went right on over my head. No different than anybody else. They would say things like this. The Lord is here. Just reach out and take what you need. You say, man, I wish I knew how to do that. Well, I'm telling us, there's things that the Holy Spirit is starting to show us.
Hallelujah.
See, praise is a flow of faith. Amen. See, here's a picture now. Bartimaeus is there and he hears that Jesus is passing his way. So, he immediately starts. He don't wait 5 minutes for Jesus to get down the road. He starts immediately calling out, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. His colleagues try to stop him. Stop. Don't do that anymore. You're embarrassing us. I don't know what all of the different mindsets. But a lot of times people that are sick want things quiet. A lot of times people that are going through something want things quiet. But quiet wasn't what they were getting from Bartimaeus. And they tried to stop him. But the scripture says that he cried out all the more. Now there was a picture in some of what I was reading in some of the footnotes in my Bible's a study Bible. It's got a lot of footnotes that goes along with it. That it said that as he cried out to Jesus more and more, faith began to rise more and more.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
It's almost like he was saying, Jesus, you coming this way, but you ain't passing by me. I'm going to get mine. That was part of what Becky was getting this morning. When he heard, there was a knowing.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
See, somebody had to be a preacher to him.
Yes.
See, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And how shall they hear? How can they hear without a preacher? Right. Somebody's got to have somebody to tell them about Jesus. And you're the somebodies.
Yes, amen.
We are the somebodies.
Praise the Lord.
We're the somebodies. There was somebody that shared that message with us, or we wouldn't be in here, we would be out there in the world. But thank God we've been delivered from the world.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory.
So, he's calling out to Jesus. Faith is rising up in his heart. I'm reminded of another Bible story. There was a ruler of the synagogue. He had a 12-year-old daughter that was at the point of death. And he came to Jesus, not even really knowing Jesus, but he came to Jesus and he asked him to come and heal his daughter. See, he had heard some accounts of Jesus, and something started to rise up in his heart. See, faith is not of the head. Faith is of the heart. Bible faith is of the heart. It affects us down on the heart level. And Jesus says to this man, he says, I'll go. Let's go. So now let me shift the scene for just a minute. We're leaving from Jericho's scene with Bartimaeus. And we're on this road. And we're on the road to Jairus' house, who was the ruler of the synagogue. His daughter at the point of death. He's on a mission, on a journey. As he and Jairus is walking together, there's a throng of people all the way around. And people were always thronging Jesus. Now what this means, that people were always pressing in on Jesus. But there's a woman who has heard something else about Jesus. And there's something that has risen up in her heart. And she said words like this: if I can but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. If I can just touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. Now here she is, sort of like Bartimaeus. She is in her predicament, in her predicament, and Jesus is passing her way. But as Jesus is passing her way, she says, if I can but touch the hem of his garment, I'll be made whole. And she gets out from where she's at. And she's moving toward Jesus because she knows that she has got to do something to get a hold of the hem of that garment. I've at least got to touch the hem of his garment. And if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. What was this at? Bartimaeus was over here. Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. That was faith calling out to Jesus.
Yes.
The woman with the issue of blood, in the press behind, Jesus surrounded by people, everybody touching him. Everybody touching him and pushing him. It's almost like they were squeezing him. You know, you can be in. That's why a lot of times you see these celebrities and all, they got bodyguards and all around them to keep people from just hurting them. Because they're just pressing in, and people don't imagine how it is for a whole bunch of people to be pressing in on you. But she pushes through that press, and she gets to where Jesus is at, and Jesus stops immediately. And he says, who touched me? Who touched me? Jairus, right back over here. And Jesus is walking. And the same thing takes place. And Jesus stops. And he says, who called me? Who called me? There was a touch of faith. There was a call of faith. It doesn't make any difference to God. Just so faith is reaching out. Because faith will always stop God in his tracks to meet your need.
Yes, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
So, Jesus stops. And his disciples, he said, who touched me? And his disciples, they're sort of like this. Let me paraphrase a little bit. Let me embellish just a little bit. What in the world are you talking about, Jesus? All of these people are touching you. See, there's a difference in a touch. And there's a difference in a touch. Do you catch what I'm saying? Every touch ain't in the same category. And Jesus said, somebody touched me because I felt virtue. I felt power go out of my body. Ties me into another scripture. Good Acts 10:38. Hallelujah. I may preach myself happy. I ain't got far to go.
10:38.
Acts 10:38. See, we were in Mark 10:46, and now we're in Acts 10:38.
Amen. Hallelujah.
This is one you should have in your memory banks. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good, healing all that was oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power. And Jesus said these words, who touched me? Because I felt the power go out of me. How Jesus was anointed with the Holy Ghost and power. How Jesus was anointed with the Holy Ghost and power. He said, who touched me? Because I felt that power go out of my body.
Lord Jesus.
I felt that anointing power of the Holy Spirit go out of my body. I felt that anointed power of the Holy Spirit go out of my body. Who touched me? Who touched me? How did they touch me? What was different about this touch than all the other touches that he had? This was a touch of faith. And he looking around, he saw the woman, fearing and trembling. And he says to her, she tells him what's happened. He tells her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole.
Yes, amen.
Go in peace.
Praise you, Lord.
Behold of thy plague.
Hallelujah.
The mercy. That was the mercy. That was the picture. What was Bartimaeus crying out for? Thy son of David, have mercy on me. What was taking place with the woman with the issue of blood? The mercy of God was flowing into her body. What was the mercy of God? How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good. Anointed with what? The Holy Ghost and power. With what? The Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Now, Jesus leaves from that scene, and Jairus is still in need. While they're on the way, somebody comes from Jairus' house and said, don't trouble the master anymore or any longer, because your daughter is dead. His heart begins to sink. And Jesus turns to him and says, I don't remember the exact Mark 5. It is Mark 5. I want to get the exact words. That's right. Thank you, baby. It's good to be surrounded by preachers. Fear not, only believe. Fear not, only believe.
Hallelujah.
Fear not, only believe. Because what will happen in the midst of situations, fear will try to slip in. And if fear slips in, it will steal the faith away.
Yes.
So Jesus stops him. That same anointing on Jesus, that same Holy Ghost and power, now is speaking through Jesus to speak a word to Jairus. Hold on to your faith. You came and got me. You were in a desperate situation. Don't change what you were believing. Don't change what you were believing. See, that was the difference. That was what happened with Jesus on the boat when he told his disciples, let's go to the other side. When they got out in the middle of the water and a storm came up, winds picked up and the waves picked up and the water started coming in the boat. And they woke Jesus up because he was in the hinder part of the ship. And he said, they said to him, we're going to die, we're going to perish. And Jesus gets up and he rebukes them for their unbelief, for their lack of faith. Why? This is one way that you can tell if you're operating in unbelief or a lack of faith. Because when they left, here was the words, let us go over to the other side. When they were in the middle of the storm, they said, we're going to drown. We're going to perish. What happened? They changed what they were believing. They believed that they were going to the other side when they left. If they didn't believe that they were going to the other side, they would stay where they were at. But they believed that the words of Jesus and that they were going to the other side. But when the storm came, they paid more attention to the storm than they paid to the words of Jesus. And Jesus gets up and he rebukes them for their lack of faith. How could you tell? How did he know that they had a lack of faith? Because they had changed what they said. Do you think your saying has something to do with your receiving? It had something to do with Bartimaeus. It had something to do with the woman with the issue of blood. So, what Jesus is doing through the Holy Ghost and power is speaking a word to Jairus. Get yourself focused right here. This is where we were going before. This is where we're going now. So they went to Jairus' house. You would have thought the inconvenience of the woman with the issue of blood would have been something to have robbed Jairus' faith because of time. We're in a pinch for time. And if it doesn't happen by this time, it's not going to happen. But it didn't impose on God. It didn't impose on Jesus. It didn't impose on the Holy Ghost and power, because that was an event that was there not to rob from Jairus, but to attribute to his faith. He has just seen a woman that had an issue of blood for 12 years. She had had this issue of blood as long as his daughter was old. She had been dealing with this. So it wasn't something, every time that there's an encounter with God, look at it as a time of God increasing something and bringing something up. Not to rob us from it, but to set us free, to bring us closer in. So Jesus goes to Jairus' house. He tells everybody in the house, she's not dead, she's asleep. The scripture says, they laugh him to scorn. They poke absolute fun at him. You are crazy saying such a thing. How dare you say such a thing? You know what he did? He put them out of the house. He put them out of the house. Because you can't get miracles to work in a house full of unbelief. That's good preaching right there. You can't get miracles to work in a house full of unbelief. How do I know this? Because Jesus in his own hometown could do no mighty works there because of their unbelief. So Jesus put them out of the house and he goes. And when he speaks over the word, over the girl, what is it? The same Holy Ghost and power. The same Holy Ghost and power. If it's the same Holy Ghost and power that was working through Jesus to accomplish these miracles, who we got working on our behalf today? The Holy Ghost and power. The Holy Ghost and power. If he did it then, he'll do it now. If he did it before, he'll do it again. God never changes. See, I need you to see something else that I saw. Come here, baby. You get to play the part of Jesus. Hallelujah! Now, when Jesus was leaving Jericho on this road, what was his location? It's not a trick question. Where was his location?
It's on the road.
From? Jericho. So, this was Jericho. This was the location. Now, what if you had somebody that was believing God over in Nazareth? What if you had somebody else that had a need over in Capernaum? Jesus was the one anointed with the Holy Ghost and power. Jesus was here to meet the needs right here in Jericho. for the needs to be met in Nazareth, Jesus would have had to go to Nazareth. For the needs to be met in Capernaum, Jesus would have had to go to Capernaum. It's important that we catch this, because if we catch this, we will be caught in a place where we won't be able to be used like God wants us to be used. Because we'll have a dot that's not connected. When Jesus was on the earth, he was the one that was anointed with the Holy Ghost and power. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Is it hard to believe that Jesus was anointed with the Holy Ghost and power? Is it hard to believe that? So the scripture says Jesus was anointed with the Holy Ghost and power. Now, Jesus said, it's expedient that I go away, because if I don't go away, the Comforter can't come. But when he comes, you stand right there. Brenda, you stand right here. Curtis, you stand right there. Sammy, you come stand right here. Turn around and face everybody. Jesus, you ascend. Now, Jesus has given up his life. He's died on the cross. He's paid the price for healing, for sin, to be taken care of, it's been wiped out. God has remedied. Jesus took it. He took sin in his body. He took sickness and disease in his body. Can we agree on that one?
Yes.
If we can't agree on that one, we're going to have to tear out Isaiah 53, 4 and 5. We're going to have to tear out Matthew 8, 17. We're going to have to tear out 1 Peter 2:24. But if we can believe 1 Peter 2:24, and if we can believe Matthew 8:17, and if we can believe Isaiah 53, 4 and 5, Jesus took these things. He bore these in his body.
Yes.
And then he went to heaven to be with the Father. He ascended and now is at the right hand of the Father. And he said, it's expedient that I go away, because if I don't go away, the Comforter can't come. But when he comes, he's going to take of mine and he's going to reveal it to you. So that same Holy Ghost and power that anointed Jesus, and Jesus was anointed with, if you read in another account, how Peter was anointed with the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
And power. And these signs shall follow them that believe. Now, the beautiful thing about this, brothers and sisters, now that same anointing of the Holy Ghost and power is upon you.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
And that same anointing of the Holy Ghost and power is on you.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And that same anointing of the Holy Ghost and power is on
Praise
you.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Now there's something here that's got to, that activates it, just like it was with the woman with the issue of blood and Bartimaeus. I believe that son. See, now Jesus has in Nazareth a representative, a believer. And these signs shall follow them that believe in my name, in my name, in my name. And Jesus has a representative in Jericho. And in my name, and in my name, and in my name, And Jesus has a representative in Capernaum.
Yes, amen. Hallelujah.
And in my name, and in my name. Stand up there.
Oh, yes. Hallelujah.
And Jesus has a representative in Sherry. Hallelujah. In Sherry. In charity.
Yes, amen. Hallelujah.
In charity.
Thank you, Lord. Yes.
In charity.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
See, when Jesus was here on the earth, he couldn't be but one place at a time.
That's right.
That's why he said,
amen,
it's expedient that I go away.
Yes.
And when he said, greater works than these shall you do, because now the law of multiplication is at work.
Yes.
I've got one in Nazareth. I've got one in Capernaum. I've got one in Jericho. I've got one in Sherry. Hallelujah.
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 Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
It's important that we see that.
Yes.
See, this is why Jesus said, it's expedient that I go away.
Yes.
Their faces, their countenance sunk because they didn't understand it. See, there's something about understanding. We just don't understand until we understand. But once we understand, you won't have to ask nobody. You won't have to ask that. I wonder if I understand that. Now you'll know you got it. Y'all can go back to your seat. Thank you. See, brothers and sisters,
hallelujah,
that same faith that was working in Bartimaeus was the same faith,
hallelujah,
that was working with, yes, the issue of blood, that was working with Jairus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Now, if you read in the next chapter, or right after the account with Jairus, there were two blind men that cried out to Jesus. Now, I want you to notice the difference. Bartimaeus cried out, and Jesus stopped still. The woman with the issue of blood touched his garment, and Jesus stood still. Two blind men, after the account with Jairus, because that took place immediately after the woman with the issue of blood, they're crying out to Jesus. And you know what Jesus does? He keeps right on walking. He keeps right on walking. I preached a message one time. What happened on the other side of Jairus' house? What happened on the other side of Jairus' house? See, there's something that stops Jesus. There's something that restrains him. And that is the restraint of faith that I believe in. Smith Wigglesworth said it like this: God will walk past a million people in need to get to one person who will believe. Determine in yourself, I'm going to be that one person. I'm going to be that one person. It's a one in a million for a lot of people, but it ain't a one in a million with God. It's an absolute. Because Becky saw it this morning, that when Bartimaeus heard, there was a knowing.
Yes.
There was a knowing. There was a knowing. There was a knowing.
Yes, amen.
So these two blind men call out to Jesus, and Jesus keeps right on going. But there's something beautiful about these blind men. And a lot of times we find ourselves in a place sort of like these blind men. We're crying out to Jesus, but we're not crying out in faith. We're just crying out. And Jesus just keeps on walking. But lo and behold, when Jesus gets in the house, they in the house too. And they will not quit. You ain't leaving me. I'm coming after you. I'm coming after my miracle. I will not be refused. See, there was another woman, and I could sit here and preach all night. That ain't no doubt. The Syrophoenician woman comes on behalf of her daughter. And Jesus said, I'm called to the children of Israel. He calls it by a different name right there. But, and then his disciples want him to get rid of her. And he says, it's not right to give the children's bread to dogs. And she says, yes, Lord, you're correct. But even the dogs eat the crumb from the master's table. Mm-hmm. She would not be refused. Mm-hmm. See, a lot of times what happens with church people is we become offended and our feelings get hurt when we, or our faith falls when we don't get something just like that when we ask. And we turn loose, and a lot of times people quit and quit coming to church and turn their back on God. Don't you think that this didn't happen to Jesus? Because it did. But when Jesus looks up, here's them same two blind men that was trying to stop him in the way, that were calling out to him. They didn't quit. They came on. They came on. I take and picture that as this. You correct me if I'm wrong. They were on their way to faith, but they hadn't gotten there yet. But when they got in the presence of mercy, faith had a voice.
Thank you, Lord. Glory to God.
See, a lot of times we throw in the towel when we ain't even, we're close, but we ain't there. And he wants us to keep on moving. If you keep on moving with God, there is always there.
Yes, amen.
Let me say that again. If you keep on moving with Jesus, there is always there. There is always there. When you get there, you don't have to worry about him. Because when you stick your hands in that socket, and you stick your hands in the power, let's just use it for natural electricity. If you stick your hands in natural electricity, can you tell that you got a hold of it? Huh? It's there. You sit there. You say, I wonder how I can turn this thing loose. When we tap into the power of God.
Yes. Glory to God.
See, praise and thanksgiving is a flow of faith. A lot of times we don't connect the dots with the two. But it takes faith to praise God.
Yes.
To believe God for something. I said something this morning. There's a prayer of faith, and there is a prayer of thanksgiving and praise.
Yes, amen.
They're both prayer. And as we exercise, after we have exercised the prayer of faith, and start exercising the prayer of faith and praise, we plug in. Why? Same flow. It's the same flow as Bartimaeus crying out. It's the same flow as the woman with the issue of blood. It's the same flow as Jairus walking with Jesus to his house. It's the same flow as these blind men not giving up but following Jesus. It's the same flow as the Syrophoenician woman who will not quit. Even though she was called a dog and insulted, she would not be offended.
That's right.
Because she held on to her faith. And thanksgiving is a flow of faith.
Yes.
Praise is a flow of faith. Amen?
Amen.
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 Glory to God.
Amen.
Glory to God. There's a whole lot more in this.
Yes.
There's a whole lot more in this. Bartimaeus had to have somebody to tell him about Jesus. It's a good chance that it was somebody that had passed through and said, you know, there was a man over there in Capernaum. His name was Jesus. And I'm going to tell you one thing. There's some mighty miracles that took place over there in Capernaum. And now Jesus was over there in Jericho.
Yes.
Been to Jericho. And now he was leaving Jericho.
Yes.
And Bartimaeus says, what's all of this commotion? Who's it coming this way? And they tell him, oh, that's Jesus. Time he hears the word Jesus, he starts calling out.
Amen.
He starts calling out. He doesn't wait for something to happen so I can start believing. He's already believing and engaging.
Lord, thank you, Lord.
Have mercy on me.
Hallelujah.
Have mercy on me.
Glory to God.
Everything that we get from God is a mercy.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
It ain't a reward.
Thank
and
Jesus.
It ain't a payment.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's a mercy,
yes,
of God.
Amen.
Because we didn't deserve anything but hell. And he gave us eternal life. But then to benefit, there's so many benefits that he gave to us that we find out in the Word of God. And as we find them in the Word of God, and we lay a hold on with the same faith that Bartimaeus had. Same faith. That the woman with the issue of blood. Same faith that Jairus. Same faith that the blind man. Same faith as the Syrophoenician woman. And Jesus called it great faith. Now, let me make one other connection and then we'll close. I asked a question in Sunday school this morning. I said, what does it take to have, what are the components involved in getting great faith or strong faith? And they are the Word and exercise. It's a must that we get what the Word says, and then it's a must that we mix faith with it. I ain't done this in a while, but stand up on your feet. Take your hands like this. God's made me a promise. He's told me something in His Word that I can have. Now do this. What am I doing? I'm mixing faith with it. I'm mixing faith with it. I'm taking His promise and I'm mixing my faith. I'm taking His promise and I'm mixing my faith.
Amen.
Jairus.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus told him he was going to his house to raise his daughter up. He's mixing faith with it. The woman with the issue of blood. If I can but touch his garment, I'll be made whole. There was wholeness that provided for it. She's mixing faith with it. Bartimaeus over here, crying out to Jesus because he needed his sight. He wanted his sight. What did he do? He mixed some faith with it. Don't never forget to mix faith with what you're believing God for.
Amen.
I want to pray for people tonight.
Thank you.
Come up here and let me put my hands on you.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.